It was like our first time.
I know.
It was like I was with another man.
Whoa.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. As long as his name was Michael and he's famous on TikTok, then we can check those boxes.
No, but it was great. I feel so like at peace with you right now. Good boy.
Oh, good boy.
Hi, guys, and welcome. I'm Kat.
And I'm Mike.
This is HGTV
Obsessed.
Hi, friends.
Hey.
No, not you, the audience. You're my best friend, though.
Aw.
Welcome back to HGTV Obsessed, the podcast for people that eat, breathe, and live HGTV.
How do you even do that? How do you do that?
I'm a soprano.
No, not you. How do you eat, breathe, and live HGTV? That sounds crazy.
I thought that was a compliment.
Oh!
I don't know how you do that. You just do it, okay? When you know when you get obsessed with a show, you just eat, breathe,
just
and
cram
live.
It in there. Make some room. Go ahead. Who are you? Tell the people what they want.
I'm Kat. This is my co-host, Mike.
Co-host? I'm a host.
The truth comes out.
And I'm Mike, and when we aren't making this podcast, we're making videos on the internet about love, being new parents, and a lot of video games.
Yes, only person that has ever mentioned video games is you, babe.
Well, thank you, see. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for being here. Anyways, when I can pull my husband away from COD, it's not a fish. It's not going to give you those omega-3s you're looking for. It's called Call of Duty. We are watching HGTV. Or I'm watching it like in the background. And he's like, babe, turn it down. I'm streaming, babe.
Babe, save the Wi-Fi for me. I need it.
You're getting the Wi-Fi. So today we have a really awesome, awesome guest.
Super great.
I just said that, babe. He's going to teach us all about how to become self-made millionaires and buy a mansion. I mean, why not?
Wow. There's a show for that?
Yeah. It's called Self-Made Mansions, and it's hosted by the one and only Clinton Kelly. We literally watched it last night. It was so engaging. We have this homework, quote unquote. You can't just interview someone without knowing what they're about.
Yep.
So I watched the whole thing and it was actually really fun and entertaining, and you hear about all these new inventions. Mm. I actually have a great invention. My invention is for the ladies. When you're going home late and you want to take off your makeup, brush your teeth, do all the little night chores you have to do before you go to bed, but you honestly just want to go to bed, a little kit for the road. We've got makeup wipes in this kit. We've got a portable toothbrush, a little portable flossing kit. By the time you get home, all you got to do is put on your PJs or your birthday suit, you know who you are, and get in bed.
Trademark. Can't steal it. Copyright.
No, you can steal it.
Ours. No!
I would love to buy
no!
that.
No! Wow. You really thought about this, huh?
This was a great idea in my head, and then I said that
loud. Was this a late night breastfeeding thought here?
Well, that's how I come up with TikToks, like at 3 a.m. By golly, I've got it!
Anyways, I have no clue why we're sitting here bantering. We literally have an expert on the line, a mansion expert. Why don't we jump in with Clinton?
Yeah, seriously. Let's go talk to Clinton. Woo! Come on, you guys. Let's go. Well, hi, Clinton Kelly. I cannot believe I'm talking to you right now. Welcome. Thank you for being here. And I am very expressive, so I just can't wait to learn all about the show. I watched the pilot and it was just right up our alley.
Blown away.
Yeah. It was so good. It had the recipe for a perfect season of just like engaged content. And so like for people though who don't know, what is, in your words, Self-Made Mansions about?
Self-Made Mansions is about people who have invented something or had an idea, maybe they're entrepreneurs, and they decided they're going to throw everything they've got into this idea. And they have hit it big because they worked really hard and made a lot of, you know, gambles that paid off. And now they're able to buy their dream home. And, you know, they call me up and ask if, you know, I can help them look at houses. And I give my advice on, you know, what you might want to prioritize when it comes to buying a house. So it's been a blast. I mean, these people are super, super inspiring. Because can you imagine like saying, I've got an idea for this little plastic thing that helps a guy trim his beard?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. And they're like, okay, I'm gonna take all my money out of my savings account and I'm going to make 50,000 of these and I'm going to sell them. You're like, what? Who would do that?
Crazy. It's insane.
Yeah. I feel like that's kind of like what we...
It's kind of what we did a little bit. Yeah. Like we...
I was like, I want to make it... I want us to do TikToks. I want to do comedy. Like, let's relate to like young like parents because we have a baby. And and then we did it. And like he quit his job and now we're doing this full time. And it's like just world...
It's scary. It's scary.
Oh, sure. Yeah. But you know, you're young. Some of these people are older than you. It's like, yeah, you should be putting money in retirement.
Yeah. What are you doing? Oh. Yeah, it's totally eat what you kill. So this show, you know, the show is really about the American dream, which I love, which is super cool. And it's about, you know, I think it's cool that you can find, I can go and find the products online right now that you have on the show. What were some of your favorite products that were featured on the show?
Well, there were some that you'd recognize from Shark Tank, right? So there was something called the Cut Buddy, which was like a little thing that guys trim their beards. Then there was the Cut Board Pro, which is a cutting board that had like a plastic cup attached to it that you can detach that would help you, like, you know, when you're cutting vegetables, you can put your trimmings into it.
Or wow.
Like, the juices would go into there. So those were both picked up on Shark Tank.
That's cool.
And then there was one called Quick Hang, which is, if you've ever tried to hang curtains, you know that it can be a real pain in the neck. I've actually gotten into fights over like curtain problems. Not worth fighting about in life. But so they have this little gadget that helps you hang curtains into the molding of your window. They went on Shark Tank, did not. There were no bites on that one.
Wow.
They were like, we still believe in this. We're going to do it anyway. So they did. So there's stuff like that. Then there was the coffee, kombucha, preschool chain, a hair, like a blow dry bar for women with textured hair. So it's just so amazing to me. Like, I'm not that guy. I'm like, I'm not a risk taker.
Yeah.
So just these people who took risks, I'm like, how does your brain work? I don't understand your operating system. It was fun.
I think that's you cool. kind of are like a self-made entrepreneur though.
Yeah, I guess I am really. I mean, you know, like nobody gave me anything in my life. I come from my parents are awesome. And they're, you know, they're working class parents. And, you know, I certainly wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. And I made some smartish decisions, I guess, over the course of my life. It worked out.
That's awesome.
So we may not be on Shark Tank yet, but we like told you, we like consider ourselves entrepreneurs and we hope to like buy our first home, I guess, in 2021.
We're planning that. Yeah.
Yeah. So we wanted to know if you specifically had any advice for us.
Okay. Well, there's so much, I can give you so much advice. The first thing I think you should think about is budget, obviously, but if you're entrepreneurs, the tricky thing sometimes is, you know, will a bank give you as much money as you want because you're entrepreneurs, right?
Right.
So, yeah. If you're like an accountant who works in an accounting firm, they'll be like, yeah, you'll probably do that job for the next 30 years. They're going to give you a nice fat mortgage. If you're like, we do TikTok videos and podcasts, you're like, yeah, okay. So you might have to put down more money. So that's just, you know, that's, I'm certainly not judging you. Like, I think it's awesome. The TikTok videos you could possibly do, make people laugh. That's great. But, you know, bankers are different people. So think about that. And you might have to put down more money. Then location. The one thing that I discovered with entrepreneurs, I actually discovered two things about them and location. First of all, they didn't want to be more than 15 minutes from the office, like no, like 15 minute commute time cut off. I was like, but there's a gorgeous house, 45 minutes. That's like a subway ride in New York City. They were like, nope. Not going to do it because you're constantly thinking about work. So you need to be at the office as quickly as possible to put out fires. So there's that. But then also these entrepreneurs, they stay in the neighborhoods, basically, or the towns where they made their money. So they were like, we love this town. We were broke in this town, you know, like, so that's we don't want to leave all of our friends who knew us back when we had, you know, we didn't have a pot to piss in, excuse my language. So they kind of stayed in that same area. So like, find the place that you love, because you get a lot of energy from that. If there are people in the town who really like inspire you and believe in you, like don't move away from them, you know?
You can share memories then with those people after you've purchased that dream home, and you can actually like continue that energy with them, you know?
That's definitely true. It's like, it takes a village. In a lot of ways, you know, it's like sometimes you need that emotional support from people. And It's nice to be able to like invite them over, to have them over for, you know, like a drink or a barbecue or something. Like if you're working as hard as you're working, you want to be able to socialize with the people you love.
Okay. So before you go, Clinton, it's time for our, we have like a really favorite segment. It's called Defend the Trend. And this is where we ask our guests to tackle design trends. And this week is all about big city living.
Yeah.
So the big news in 2020, among obviously among of other things, was people leaving cities in record numbers. So as a New Yorker, do you think big city living is on the decline, or will people always love living in New York?
I think big city living is on pause. I saw this after 9/11. I've been in New York City now for almost 30 years, but I did get to a point, I think it was 15 years ago, where I was like, I can't. Let me tell you about what this is. This is my own personal theory about New York City. Okay, because I've been in it for a long time. So in your 20s and in your 30s, like you're living in New York and you just feel the energy of New York City. Like you can literally feel it coming through the soles of your feet, like tingling through. You're like, I'm where Odyssey
right now.
Me too.
Like New York, like you're energized. Like I'm part of this city. I was brave enough to move here, and I can't even afford the apartment I'm living in. You know, like, and then you hit 40 years old, and the city says to you, "We want it all back with it," and it starts sucking the lifeblood out of you. And then you realize you're like, I need some fresh air in my life. You know, it's like I need some sky. 15 years ago, I got like a weekend house in Connecticut, which saved me, which helped me love New York City even more. Because sometimes you need a little bit of a break from it. So I think a lot of people are taking a break from New York City, because all of the things that people love about New York have been put on hold. It's like, why do you come to New York City? You come to New York City because it's got like amazing live theater. It's got the best restaurants in the whole world. You know, it's got like bars and clubs and, you know, just people everywhere. That's unfortunately, that's been put on pause. So it's all going to come back. And therefore, the people are going to come back with it.
That's awesome. What a good answer.
Let's go to New York. So you have been an amazing, amazing guest, Clinton.
Like, we appreciate you so much.
I'm like still like so excited to talk to you.
Thank you, guys. It's really a pleasure to talk to you. I'll be back. You know, maybe this show will get picked up for another season. We can do this again.
Oh, my gosh.
That's our question. One final question.
Okay, so we want to know if we can be on season 2 of Self-Made Mansions.
Are you kidding? I would love
we're ready.
So much. That would be such a blast.
That would be cool.
Guys, we would have so much fun looking at houses. You have no idea.
And honestly, I think the show is going to do amazing because I was captivated the whole time. And it was so cool to also have the backstory. You're helping creators like find the home of their dreams, but you recognize those creators because you've seen Shark Tank or you've bought that product, you know, at a store. So it's cool. I was telling everyone, it was like, it's kind of like a movie where the people fall in love and then the movie ends. But you want to know what happened after. So we're finding out you're the aftermath.
That is one. Can I use that again in like another interview or something?
Because that is so good.
I didn't think about that, but that is exactly what it is. It's like, you see them on Shark Tank, you're like, oh, that's good for them. Now they know they're doing well. Now you get to see what they bought with the money.
So good.
I'm really happy
for you. I think you're the perfect host for the show.
Tell us where we can find it.
Okay, so it's on HGTV, as you know. The official premiere is January 8th, which is a Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, so and your social media so we can make sure people know to follow you.
Oh yeah, you can go to my, so this is what I decided. I was like, Twitter, I'm not into it anymore. Facebook, I'm not into it anymore. So I'm just doing Instagram these days. So follow me on Instagram. It's the handle's Clinton Kelly OH. I don't know why I call myself Clinton Kelly. Weird and random. I don't know.
That's fun.
No, that's so awesome.
Cool.
We did it.
Good
job, Clinton.
Nice work, guys.
Oh my gosh, I want to go invent something. My head is spinning right now.
Honestly, that show has me aspiring for us to not only become inventors, but to have a mansion of our own.
Yeah, like I can have one whole floor for gaming, right?
What would we like want in our...
I said one whole floor for gaming?
I didn't hear that. So
Open your ears a little bit. What? One whole floor for gaming.
I think... Wait, what else could we have in there?
How about a...
Ice skating rink?
No.
Movie theater?
An archery range.
Oh my God, you spit all over my face, babe. Oh my God. So we aren't quite in the mansion level yet. Yet. I'm speaking it into existence
that's
because
right.
it will happen.
That's right.
But we are on HGTV to the rescue time.
Ooh, that's my favorite time.
Oh my God.
Let's hit it.
You know what time it is. To the rescue time. Let's go rescue.
They were gonna hire a jingle person and they didn't know that they just needed you.
Man, HGTV, you're welcome.
Hello.
You know where I live, send a check. Okay, so.
Anyways, so this is one of our favorite segments where you guys submit all your burning home design and DIY questions.
And legit HGTV stars answer them. Like the people you see on the big screen.
Right.
The ones that you want their autograph.
Right.
You want them to sign body parts.
Like what? A nose?
A nose. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Today, we have Nate Berkus and Jeremiah Brent answering a question that might be relevant to our lives. Kat.
Okay. This is actually really, really relevant. Marianne said, your kids, Poppy and Oscar, are so cute. As someone with small children, how do you manage all of the kid stuff? These bright plastic toys bring them a lot of joy, but they really don't go with my style. Please, I beg you, share your secrets. That's a freaking awesome question. I feel that. That's great. That's actually a great question because you can't see this right now, but I am staring at a kitty hot pink bicycle basketball.
It's hoop. A wall of toys.
It's a wall of toys.
Literally.
We used to buy toys for the baby that were gray so that they would look better in our home. And then we
That's
realized
a real fact.
That was impossible to keep up.
She started getting a little sad.
She was like, her mood started changing. No, but this is actually a great question. Take it away, you guys. Enlighten us with how we can actually build this aesthetic to work in our favor.
So let me start because when we first had Poppy, and thank you very much, we tried the whole like wood toy route. Like we're going to do natural things and everything is going to be sort of neutral. And then I think the first time Poppy had a play date or music class and she saw that like that kid had like bright plastic pink haired creatures and all this stuff, it was over. So really now, I mean, our priorities in life are people, pets, and then things. We would never not let our kids live with what brings them joy because it didn't work with our design style. But containment has been really helpful. Like everything goes in a basket. We have the children pick up after themselves and throw all their stuffies and stuff into a pretty basket in the corner. Jeremiah bought bins that I labeled because I'm a crazy Virgo and nothing makes me happier than a label maker. So we do our best, but we live with a lot of junk. And the art hasn't started yet, which by the way, will explode through the entire house.
I think my biggest tip when it comes to navigating children's things and my biggest lesson that I've learned is giving them a space that is theirs. There's a lot of people, friends of mine, who their kids' stuff is everywhere and the kids have no respect for the home because their things are everywhere. With our kids, they have a designated area that's their stuff. That's where their stuff stays. Yes, they can bring it out when they play with it, but they put it back there. And it's funny, you know, even in our house here, that's where they want to be in that area. And once they have the spot that's really theirs and they have ownership of that area, I think it goes a long way.
And it could be a corner of a room. We're not talking about like Willy Wonka. Like
we're not talking about like a wing.
Yeah, no. I mean, sometimes, you know, it's just a little corner where we have bins for their stuff and they know it goes back there and behind the sofa. That's where we keep toys sometimes. But good luck. I'm probably stepping on a little Lego piece right now.
No, you're not. Nobody believes that.
I actually felt good that we're not the only ones that try to buy our kids boring
Seriously.
Toys that were cute looking.
Seriously. Yeah. Sorry.
I really love what you had to say about that, babe. Thanks for putting in your 2 cents. All right.
But seriously though, like the toys can legit take over our house. Like I've probably stepped on 100 toys in the dark, fumbling around.
Well, they had a really cool idea to like hide them away. So I love that. I feel like you have to do that whenever you have kids or if you're really into your dog, you got a lot of dog toys.
Mm.
Okay. So that's it. That was an awesome episode. And seriously, how great was Clint and Kelly? I mean, what a guy. What a freaking man.
I can't believe we even got to interview him.
Because you know when you meet people, you're like, what are they going to think of me? Can he see that I'm sweating?
He smelled it. Oh, God. Through the computer.
Oh, no. I'm such a lady.
Big thanks to Clinton Kelly, and definitely check out his show, Self-Made Mansions, on HGTV. And guys, you know the drill. Please subscribe to HGTV Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and really anywhere where you consume your podcast.
And no, this would really mean the world right here. If not only you subscribed, you took the time to rate and review.
That's right. Like, rate it and review it. It really helps people find us. Lets us know if we're doing a great job. And
it gives us the guidance that we need, lets you know what you guys want to hear, so we make sure that we're catering to the audience in the best way. Also, you're probably wondering, where can I find these two amazing hosts? Can I also have dinner with them? I would love to come over to your house, actually. As long as I'm not cooking, because I suck. I even burned my waffles.
So where can they find us?
TikTok, Mike and Kat.
Right.
And Instagram, Kat Stickler. But you can also type in Mike and Kat, will pop up.
Yep. Or you can find me, Sticks.
Yeah, but
2 K's, 2 underscores.
Anyways, on our YouTube, you can find Mike and Kat as well,
yep,
which is us. Yep. And we will see you guys next Thursday.
See you next Thursday.
Goodbye.
Hasta luego. There goes the wine.
Down the hatch.
Down the hatch.
Onto that second glass.
We're just fueled on adrenaline on these days, guys.
Fries and wine, baby. That's the magic sauce.
That's a t-shirt.